Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Did you know it's been 12 years since the Supreme Court ruled on the Heller case? Came out with the Heller decision. A lot of people herald that as landmark. Now, what they did do is they ruled that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right unconnected with service in a militia. But when you look at the patchwork of things that's going on right now, it sort of looks in some ways like the Second Amendment is in worse shape than ever. You've got New York, California, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Washington, D.C., which has a combined population of 70 million people. They have outlawed the sale of most semi-automatic rifles and all gun magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds to the public. Colorado, New Jersey, Vermont, Maryland, and Hawaii also have restrictions on magazine capacity. 17 states have, emergency risk protection order, red flag order, gun violence restraining order, whatever you want to call it, they have them, which allow the summary confiscation of a person's firearms on hearsay, even if that individual has not been charged with a crime. A number of states have banned the sale of firearms between private parties in New York and California, prohibit the sale of ammunition without a government background check and registration of the purchase with the police. None of this legislation, has been declared unconstitutional in court as of today. This week, Coon Man Northam and the Democrat-controlled state legislature in Virginia are seeking to impose New York-style gun control on the former capital of the Confederacy, including an assault weapon sales ban, a magazine ban, an assault weapon registry, a red flag law, and a private transfer ban, despite constituencies saying, well, we don't really want that. And it is a near certainty that that's going to pass. And this will be sort of a humiliating blow to the NRA and Gun Owners of America, which is located, their national headquarters are right there in Fairfax. Well, I don't know where GOA is at. So the employees and lobbyists would not be subject to the District of Columbia's harsh gun law. Indeed, one Democrat-sponsored bill in the Virginia legislature seems written solely for the purpose of spitefully and vindictively closing the shooting range at NRA headquarters. The Democratic Party, with only a handful of exceptions, such as Manchin and Tester, is committed to passing identical legislation on a national level the next time they win majorities in both houses of Congress and capture the White House. And the blame for all of this can be placed squarely on the late Justice Antonin Scalia. He was the author of the majority opinion in the District of Columbia versus Heller, which was hailed as a landmark decision, a triumph of conservative jurisprudence and Scalia's philosophy of originalism when it was decided in 2008. But with many things, the devil's in the details. The intervening years have demonstrated that the argument he presented in his opinion was unsound and contained language that enabled the political left to enact most of the gun control that it wanted anyway. He left too many doors open. Scalia began by rejecting the argument held by dissenting Justice John Paul Stevens and by the gun control lobby for many decades that the Second Amendment allows state militias or today's National Guard to possess guns. He pointed out that a plain reading of the text states that the right of the people to keep and bear arms, not the right of the militias, is the right that shall not be infringed. And he went on to argue that the founders understood the right to keep and bear arms as a right of personal self-defense. He pointed out that 9 state constitutional provisions written in the 18th century or the first 2 decades of the 19th century enshrined the right of citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves. Putting those textual elements together, we find that they guarantee the individual right to possess and carry weapons in case of confrontation. He further attacked the argument bordering on the frivolous that only those arms in existence in the 18th century are protected by the Second Amendment. So clearly, modern firearms like the AR-15 should be protected. And in the light of such clear-cut jurisprudence, how has the political left been able to pass restrictive purchase requirements and carry requirements and outright bans on modern arms without the slightest opposition from the courts? It wasn't because of what he said and what he wrote in this majority decision. It was because of the other things he said and he wrote in this majority decision. He wrote, he basically invalidated his own opinion in a few ways. He wrote, like most rights, the right secured by the Second Amendment is not unlimited. Nothing in our opinion should be taken to cast doubt on long-standing prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places, such as schools and government buildings, or laws imposing conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale of arms. He also wrote, we recognize another important limitation on the right to keep and carry arms. The majority opinion in U.S. v. Miller said that the sorts of weapons protected were those in common use at the time. We think that limitation is fairly supported by the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. Without getting into, if you're not going to get out there and get specific about which guns are protected, right? And you can't really do that with the Constitution because it says arms. The Founding Fathers never thought we'd have semantic lawfare happening around here. But, so, you know, we have what we have going on right now today. They have seized upon these phrases in an attempt to drive a stake into the heart of the Second Amendment. In the House, in 2019, H.R. 1296, the assault weapons ban, had 216 Democratic sponsors in the House and cited Scalia's language directly. The stated purpose of the bill is to ensure that the right to keep and bear arms is not unlimited. Mental illness is a broad, subjective, ambiguous concept that can include conditions ranging from paranoid, delusional schizophrenia to just, you know, having anxiety about, a test coming up. Gun banners have interpreted that as broadly as possible. One Virginia Democrat already pronounced all defenders of the Second Amendment mentally ill. So if the right to keep and bear arms is a right to personal self-defense, what clause of the Constitution makes it invalid on the grounds of a school or government building? And how can discretionary and restrictive permitting processes intended to make it difficult or impossible to own and carry guns continue to exist in states like New York and New Jersey? And maybe the worst thing he did was he did not overturn the U.S. versus Miller, the only prior case dealing with the individual right to possess a gun. Miller, which was decided in 1939, was a flawed thing. It upheld the National Firearms Act of 1934, which placed severe restrictions and punitive taxes upon machine guns, suppressors, short-barreled rifles and shotguns, and destructive devices in interstate commerce. The Miller Court ruled that these items were not in common use by the militia, thus not protected for individual ownership. These are the long-standing prohibitions on dangerous and unusual weapons and conditions and qualifications on the commercial sale that he referred to in Heller. But none of those supposedly long-standing prohibitions existed prior to the NFA of 1934, which was the first federal gun law in the nation's history. And nothing in the Constitution allows one provision, the right to keep and bear arms, to be infringed by another provision, and in this case, the Interstate Commerce Clause. He left too many doors open. We have to get this back in the Supreme Court. Or we're going to have to vote all the time, or something worse is going to happen. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. California, once called the Golden State. They have a mellow climate, nice dry air. They have an agricultural industry that was the fruit basket of America. San Francisco was the city that knew how. Los Angeles was the city of dreams. And the Sierra Mountain Range, one of the most beautiful in the world, was a summer and winter pleasure paradise. It didn't matter which one you wanted or when you wanted it. And that's the California that everybody knows. The current California isn't quite so nice. The reputation, now it's better to believe in the legend if you want to romanticize about it. Climate is still lovely. The agricultural industry has been struggling because of the Delta smelt, which is a small fish. We're very worried about that fish. It's about the size of a finger. I don't know why it's important. I don't know if anybody in L.A. knows. I just don't know. Regularly occurring droughts, which are part of California's natural cycle, are proving devastating, mainly because California has refused to upgrade their water system in the last 60 years, even as their population almost doubled. So now, they limit people to 55 gallons a day, which gives them a choice on many days between cleaning their clothes or cleaning themselves. Got punishing taxes and regulations that routinely drive business, also known as employers, out of state. And those are all bad things, but what people really know about California today is that they are a homeless magnet. In California, there's 156,000 known homeless people. Tucker Carlson went out there to look at this. He spent a week looking at the way in which San Francisco, once one of the world's most beautiful cities, has seen the quality of life collapse under the weight of homeless, or the homeless. Los Angeles has vast tent cities that have become breeding grounds for medieval disease, and Sacramento is overrun with rats. I don't know why we're worried about it, though, because Gavin Newsom has a plan, after all. There's a plan in place. We know what to do here. It's no problem. He wants to amend the California Constitution to mandate that all cities and counties must provide housing and shelter enough for every homeless person within the region. We get California should pass a constitutional amendment requiring all cities and counties to provide enough housing or shelter to every homeless person under a roof. This is coming from a task force appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom. They said this Monday. Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg, a co-chair of the 13-member task force appointed last February, said it concluded that leaving the problem to the whims of local governments hasn't been working. California's homeless population of 156,000, I'd love to know how they got that specific about it, is up 16% in the past year. And it is the biggest problem. It's the biggest of its type in the United States and shows no sign of declining. I mean, if you're going to sleep on the streets, wouldn't you sleep where the best climate is? Steinberg told the Chronicle, "We're calling for a legally enforceable mandate requiring governments to bring people home. No more of this being an option. It's past time to do what is fair, compassionate, and necessary to save lives." That does not address part of the problem. They have built housing in these various cities for the homeless. They have built these things. And part of the thing is that you can't do drugs in these homeless shelters, in these places where you can find refuge. So, and I mean, they're not helping. San Francisco passes out free syringes. So the heroin addicts, I don't know if they could get their free syringe and be in the homeless shelter at the same time. Now, when you look at this, this is simply mandating that a tight-knit community looks after its own. But what happened instead was what communities did, or was they did one of two things. Either they brutally drove the poor out of town so they would not become a charge on the community, or they built workhouses that were miserable places of deprivation, family separation, and hard labor. So the poorhouses were a more sophisticated way to drive people out of town, lest they start living the lush life at townspeople's expense. America's Democrat-run cities have a homeless problem, much of which is tied to mental illness and substance abuse. And rather than tackling mental illness and substance abuse, they've opted to make life easier for those living on the streets due to their mental illness or substance abuse. They're havens for drug addicts because they give them needles, food, and freedom from criminal laws, including preventing people from sleeping on or taking their toilet habits to the street. And as bad as it sounds to most of us, California cities are actually giving the junkies everything they can want. In order to fund this, right, in order to fund their habits and everything, because you're like, well, how can you be homeless and afford heroin? You can walk into a store, and as long as you don't steal $951 worth of stuff, you're good to go. You can do that every day. I'm sure that right beside the homeless tent cities and everything where they're shooting up and everything, I can imagine the day. I can imagine the day. They're probably going to like a TJ Maxx or Marshall's and figuring out how much is this, how much is that. And then they just walk out with it. I've seen video of this happening in Chicago where they have a like law. And they go out and they're not going to get $950 for this stuff. That's just a price tag they put on it. To draw the line between you're in trouble and this is okay. So $949 is okay. But they are going to get enough to get their fix. So California is still a paradise, but it's just not for the taxpayers. It is a homeless paradise. And it's going to get worse, not better. And reintroducing poor laws and having workhouses and everything else. I mean, workhouses were something that happened in England a long time ago, and most people would rather have died due to exposure than live in a workhouse. And yet they did. It must have been a miserable existence. And here, not only do we have medieval diseases, we're also bringing back workhouses in California. Who would have thought this? Who would have thought it? Well, I certainly didn't. But, this is America after all, right? You can do dumb stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Nancy Pelosi's signature, the impeachment articles are delivered to the Senate.
I have been directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate. The House has passed H. Res. 798, a resolution appointing and authorizing managers for the impeachment trial of Donald John Trump, President of the United States.
The message will be received.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says a trial is expected to begin next week. The first phase of a new trade deal between the United States and China is having a positive impact on the stock market. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 91 points to finish at 2930. The NASDAQ was up 7, the S&P rose 6. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Now, see, what I'm about to talk about right now, this is really capturing the imagination of a lot of people, and it irritates me that it is capturing the imagination of a lot of people. People should be paying attention to a lot of really serious things that's going on instead of this. We've got Prince What's-His-Name and the, Meghan whatever her name is, the leftist chick he married. They've decided to stop being royalty or something. And they're going to go out and get jobs in marketing or consulting instead of being princes or duchesses or viscounts or whatever they are. And who knows? And more importantly, who cares? And that's where the problem comes in, because seemingly many Americans care. And I have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with the British people caring about it. That's the British people's business. And if they can soothe the pain of their bad food and the worst teeth by idolizing a bunch of mediocrities who tend toward hemophilia, cool. That's their kink and their problem. I would not presume to instruct them on their cultural norms, just as I would tell them to go pound their Yorkshire pudding should they try to criticize us for one of America's cultural norms, like thinking soccer is for suburban kids and not adults. But there are plenty of Americans who fawn over royalty. Now, and that's just disgraceful. Now, for those of you who might have attended unionized schools, you might not know this, but we fought a war to get rid of that silly institution of royalty. And yet, for some reason, some Americans find something that fills the empty space in their souls in cooing over these noble layabouts. So let's be clear. Royalty is not a thing. These people are not special or better or magical because they came from a long line of inbred poshes. This Your Majesty and Your Highness junk is just a bunch of junk. And here's the hierarchy for you: God, then an American citizen. There is nothing in between. And that means there's no Hollywood stars in between and not Democrat politicians and not some freaky Swedish teen apocalypse little girl that wants to scold you. And certainly not royalty. The whole, it's just so stupid, and I find it, or I would find it utterly baffling if I did not see it function generally well in practice in Britain, the intermittent idiocy notwithstanding. In the UK, which the K part stands for kingdom, it works, at least for them. In other European countries, there is royalty too, but it's not got the pomp or the obsessive coverage of the British royal family. In the Netherlands, you might be at the wooden shoe cobbler, and the next guy in line is King Willem Alexander getting his pair sanded for the next Dutch hoedown. But if some Brit noble shows up, it's ma'am this and sir that, and you got 400 paparazzi in tow. And this works for them in their country. Prince Harry and the other one were both soldiers in the Brit forces. The Brit forces are not nothing to be sneezed at. That's cool. Their father, the weirdo Prince Charles, also was a naval officer. They do a lot of charity stuff. And then there's the Queen, Queen Elizabeth. She is a throwback to a better, greater past. You can go check out that Netflix show, The Crown, and you get some appreciation for both how she spans history and how she provides a center of unity for her people. And I may think that royalty is stupid, but it is, but the Brits think it works for them, and more power to them. Now, I don't know what happens when she finally goes to her final reward, but to her credit, she remains faithfully religious, even as her countrymen decay into empty godless consumerism and pop culture worship. Queen Elizabeth is a great woman. She's a woman who has seen history unfold before her eyes. And when she passes, I only hope that we Americans honor her as what she is. She is the symbol and embodiment of our greatest ally. But this is not to say that her family is likewise a monument to propriety. This Meghan Markle character is a ridiculous PC gold digger. Princess Di, who was, elegant, captured a lot of imagination. She turned out to be a dizzy blonde who cheated on her chin-challenged hubby, just like he cheated on her. The less said about Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein's party pal, the better. Don't be surprised if he gets named the Duke of the Falklands and exiled there to reign over the local penguins that inhabit the leftover minefields there. But anyway, the idea of royalty that some people via accident of birth are special and do some sort of deference and or obedience by others is as odd as it is un-American. We are supposed to be a people of stubborn pride and fierce equality. Slobbering over the pics of these fancy dandies with telephone-like family trees is unseemly. We should really give that up. We don't have to do that. And yet, I understand why, I get why it happens. I completely get it. I remember all the furor when Princess Diana was killed in the car wreck. And all the anguish. And it was worldwide. And, I mean, Elton John sang songs about her, and I mean, she. She was human, without a doubt. She was definitely human. She was put in a horrible position, as anybody would be that I think is just a normal person who gets put under all of that scrutiny. Hollywood stars notwithstanding, because they seek it. But okay, so this is the other thing about them, too. They are guaranteed a safety detail wherever they go. They are considered to be international valuable people. And first of all, Meghan Markle wants to live in L.A. as soon as the president is no longer the president. And in the meantime, they're going to live in Canada. where Justin Trudeau, without consulting any of his finance ministers, who won't greenlight anything in some cases, have decided to it's going to be perfectly okay. We'll foot the bill for their security. That doesn't sound like much until you start thinking about what this is, because that kind of security is round the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, morning, noon, and night. It's a 360-degree circle of serious operators around you at all times. There are all kinds of people that would look for the symbolic boon that they would get by killing them. So it's not so much about, I can't stand the thought of my little boy being killed, as it is, we can't have that happen, because look, just think how it would look. But it has a price tag. But we in America don't need to, we don't have a dog in this fight. We got real problems going on right now. We've got a constitution being assailed all over the place, and right now a big portion of America is like, what's Prince Harry and Meghan going to do? Like, that's a thing. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. When Queen Elizabeth dies, now Queen Elizabeth embodies what being royal is, when she passes away, that will be the end of that. That will be the end of that era. Everything else then will only be in name only. And in the meantime, we're all just captured by it. It's just, our imagination runs wild. What must it be like? You know, it's just silly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, this portion of the show. Well, you know what? I don't have that right now. Here's the thing about being on the left. Being on the left is a circular journey. Depending on which side of the road you're on, it's either you're constantly turning right or left. But that means you're eventually going to run into somebody that is also on the left. In 2008, Democrats nominated for president a first-term U.S. senator with no serious legislative experience, and that was Barack Obama. They nominated him over the long-championed, long-celebrated, presumptive heir apparent to the Democratic leadership, Hillary Clinton, although I don't know why she was the heir apparent. Obama was, of course, the first black Democratic nominee, and he would be the first black president. Yet in 2020, 12 years later, we have been informed by the media that Democrats are ensconced in racism anew. Yeah. Why? Well, first, because Democrats refused to activate in support of awkwardly robotic Senator Kamala Willie Brown's side chick, Harris, Democrat, California, who is black. Second, because Democrats refused to activate in support of wild-eyed former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro, who is Latino. And now because Democrats refused to activate in support of scenery-chewing Senator Cory Comey Spartacus Booker, who is black. So Democrats have been accused by the media of having ignored their initially diverse field in favor of old white candidates. Amusingly, the media only noticed that Senator Elizabeth Warren was indeed an old white person when actual people of color were booted for the race. President Obama has not been President Obama for 3 years, but not four. And it's not enough to insulate Democrats from charges of discrimination. Then there's Hollywood. In 2014, African actress Lupita Nyong'o, I believe that's how you pronounce her name, Nyong'o, and she is a marvelous actress. She won an Oscar for a supporting role in 12 Years a Slave. In 2018, director Greta Gerwig was nominated for a Best Director Oscar for Lady Bird. And we found out this week, though, that the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences had neglected to nominate both Nyong'o for her role in the extraordinarily overrated horror flick Us, and Gerwig for her direction of Little Women. These oversights, we were solemnly informed, evidenced the Academy's deep-seated bias in favor of white men. Never mind that Cynthia Erivo was nominated for Best Actress for her role as Harriet Tubman in Harriet. Discrimination was alive and well in Hollywood as well. Do you think it's hard to be on the left? To live in an environment in which every day is a perpetual test of one's submission to the woke police? See, with what I do, right? I'm only as good as my last show, right? But nobody's going to accuse me of, my show has always been what it is. And it's so politically incorrect that if somebody were to come to me and say, you're politically incorrect, I'd be like, finally, somebody gets it. It must be difficult to know that no past act stands in favor of the accused, that each day must be lived fresh, and that all past omissions stand against the accused. So anything that you said 20 years ago when you were uninformed, young, stupid, less experienced, whatever it is, that would be held against you. This is what is referred to as the intersectional revolution. And it requires continual struggle and continual sacrifice. In Arthur Koestler's Darkness at Noon, communist lackey Rubashov is jailed and charged of what crime? It does not matter. The Soviet Union is purging members of the older generation, and Rubashov is told that he must confess in order to uphold the sanctity of his own cause. And eventually he does exactly that. There's nothing for which one could die if one died without having repented and unreconciled with the party of the movement, he says in his confession. Therefore, on the threshold of my last hour, I bend my knees to the country, to the masses, and to the whole people. The choice between dying honestly in repudiation of his own cause was simply too much. In the end, all revolutionaries will have to determine whether they too will bow before the cause, even if they go unjustly to the guillotine. Because there is one basic rule of radical revolution. Those who are first to launch them are often just slightly delayed in feeling their wrath. Right now, it is the cause du jour to admire the Iranian terror regime, for example. Right now, there's not a week that isn't going to go by where Trump is not referred to the KKK, right? Not one. But on the other hand, we saw so many things coming out of Hollywood and everything else concerning this and that, and we didn't have to do this, and we didn't have to go that way and everything. It just made me wonder about these people. These people don't know what their freedom is about. They think it just happened. They think it's just the same way everywhere. Rose McGowan, I've seen some of her work. I think she was a fine young actress. She's aging. She's at the point now in her career. And this is the thing about the business of show. It is horrible for a female. If you are not Meryl Streep, it is horrible for a female to be an actress in America. It is horrible. And, Rose McGowan has gotten to that age. She's in her 40s now. She doesn't look like she did in Charmed. And that's natural. That's just what happens. It beats the alternative, which is to be forever young because you die young. But now she's got to be crazy. Now she's got to be crazy. And she's got to be out here trying to do something to stay in the public eye. I don't know. I have no way of figuring out what is up with these people. John Cusack, I've talked about John Cusack, he's right along there. And this is the thing, all of these people that are out there saying this, what Trump did while you're sitting out there enjoying this Iraqi terror regime, Soleimani orphaned a lot of people. He murdered hundreds of thousands. He was a very deadly Muslim for Muslims. He was a deadly one. And I don't know. Those of you that are out there, that are singing his praises and everything. You think? Do you think Che Guevara was a pretty cool dude too? You know, he must have been because he had his own T-shirt, right? Come on, America. Come on. Stick with me here. Stick with me. I just find this whole thing the Democrats are going through right now to be very strange, because even their National Party chairman, Tom Perez, is saying, and this is him shifting blame, he says it's not his fault that the Democratic Party's now all-white lineup of candidates for president. The blame goes to the dirty, rotten, racist voters who, incidentally, are Democrats. Democrats, this is the leader of your party. The national chairman of the Democratic Party is calling you all racist. And, you know, that's the thing. This kind of dependency means that everything is going to boomerang back at you at some point. So there's nothing out there that you can try to accomplish or do that's not going to come back at you. I mean, they let Julian Castro have a seat in the debate before the last one. How did that happen? He lost half his voters based on his dishonest attack on Joe Biden. How do you dishonestly attack Joe Biden? Only Democrats can do that kind of thing. Only Democrats. Anyway, coming up on hour number 3, going to be talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.